health of the world, all the gold, all the silver, the technology and beyond has no value in the sight of Allah. The hadith makes it very, very clear that if the world had any value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give a disbeliever even a sip of water. If the world had any value equal to the wing of a mosquito, then Allah will not give a disbeliever even a sip of water. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding the disbelievers shows that the world has no value. But unfortunately, from time to time, all of us need this reminder. What happens? We notice that Allah ta'ala has blessed others, and a person starts doubting. Maybe I'm not accepted. Maybe I'm not beloved. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Got nothing to do with that. Whatever things of the dunya, if it was if the dunya had some criterion in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have left this world extremely rich. Lots and lots of inheritance. Whereas that was not the case. Like that sahaba ikiram, majority of them. Anbiya alayhimus salam, majority of them. But the criterion is Allah's happiness. And Allah ta'ala loves us. That is why Allah has granted us this iman. Now, respected brothers, having iman is a great, great favor from Allah. The greatest thing is to die with iman. And this requires effort. The effort of gratitude. Shaitan explaining his main attack on man mentions, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Oh Allah, you will not find majority of your slaves to be grateful. His attack is to make us ungrateful. To who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A kafir is the opposite of shakir. Kafir does not literally mean disbeliever. Kafir literally means ungrateful. An ungrateful person is a disbeliever. Allah save us from becoming ungrateful. Gratitude on every level starts with the tongue by saying Alhamdulillah. It goes on to the body. One of the greatest means of gratitude is our 5-time salah. A grateful person will be a paban namazi. That's one of the qualities of a grateful person. He's punctual on his 5-time salah. There's no other way to thank Allah for the air we breathe, for every organ in our body. There's no other way greater than your 5-time salah. It's so beloved to Allah. It means so much to Allah that Allah made it farz upon us. An alim makes a very beautiful point. He says, because that gratitude on that level is compulsory upon us. We look at it, salah, as a obligation, as a command of Allah. Yes, it's an obligation, it's a command. He says, our gratitude is compulsory. Our gratitude is compulsory. When you look at it from that angle, then your soul wants to take flight, happiness and ecstasy towards Allah through salah. Not long ago, we had the great night of Mi'raj. Many masjids throughout the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down with a solution, with a compact mini mi'raj for every believer. Sahaba were ecstatic that through your salah you are now ascending the 7 heavens. Through your salah you come into the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Muslim Sharif makes it very clear. The closest a slave can be to Allah is when he goes into sajda. He places his forehead between the feet of Rahman, the most merciful Allah. Respected brothers and elders, Allah give us that conviction. Conviction that the solution to every problem, to every single thing, lies in my salah. The greatest way of thanking Allah for every bounty is through salah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerting himself so much in salah. Our mother, Bibi Aisha radiallahu anha, thinks that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away in sajda. So she touches the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shortly thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out from sajda. So he sees that his beloved wife Aisha radiallahu anha is crying. And she asks, O Nabi of Allah, O my beloved, you are exerting yourself so much. Did Allah not announce in the Quran, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرِ In Surah Fatah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that indeed we have forgiven all your sins of the past and of the future. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this special protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against all sins, like that the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. So Allah has announced this in the Quran. Why are you still exerting yourself? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Should I then not be a grateful slave of Allah? That exerting himself was out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that frame of mind. The way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's thinking was, how he thought, how he looked at salah, and how we are thinking and how we look at salah. Worlds apart. Respected brothers and elders, the more knowledge we will gain, the more it is expected our recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah Ta'ala mentions that I have not created jinn and mankind إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ except that they worship me. Commentators mention أَي لِيَعْرِفُونَ that they recognize me. When we will recognize Allah, so great Allah, so kind, so loving, so merciful, how can we then not fall in love with Allah? This is pure love. This is pure love. The entire universe, when you look at it with the glasses, with the contacts of love, then you will find every creature on the planet, the walls, every particle of sand, every leaf on every tree, every raindrop, humming the praises of Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ There is nothing. There is nothing in the entire universe except that it praises Allah, hymns the, glorifies Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. Different creations of Allah are involved in the dhikr of Allah. Some people, some friends of Allah can recognize the tasbih from the different creations of Allah. I have met some friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they will just listen to a bird, they will immediately tell us, this bird is making this tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That pigeon that makes that specific sound resembles subbuhun quddusun, subbuhun quddusun. Again, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a certain pigeon will make, or bird will make that sound, resembling, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Every creature of Allah is in the zikr of Allah. All the lovers of Allah, they recognize Allah. Man, for the little while he came on planet Earth, little while, thousands of years he was in Alam-i-Arwah, waiting to take flight into planet Earth. Thousands of years he was on standby. And after he passes away, he'll remain in Alam-i-Barzakh. So to say, in the Akhirat. For again, hundreds and thousands of years. For only 60, 70 years he came onto planet Earth. And in that short while he was given a choice. Before that, no choice. After that, no choice. the 60, 70 years is his shortest period, and based on the choice that he has will be his fate, everlasting Jannat or everlasting Jahannam. Respected brothers and elders, understand the gravity of every second that we have. It is in building our Jannat or it's in destroying our Jannat. A person from on a daily basis, he should see himself as a construction worker. That I am constructing my palace in Jannat, building my beautiful rivers in Jannat, my beautiful orchards in Jannat. All the different palaces and palatial homes, all are under construction. How? With my a'mal. Who taught us this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. That with every subhanallah, a tree is planted in Jannat. With your different deeds, certain palaces are built in Jannat. Man zara maridan, aw zara akhan fi Allah, nadahu munadin, an tibta wa taba man shaq, wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila. That whoever visits a sick person or his brother for the pleasure of Allah, then an angel calls out, how excellent is your walking. How wonderful is your walking. You're going to visit your brother for Allah's pleasure, out of the love for Allah. How wonderful is your walking. You have built for yourself a palace, an abode in Jannat. An abode in Jannat. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us, you made an effort in this world, there's the result there in Akhirat. There are people out there who are trying to cut off a'mal from Jannat. That Jannat is based on Allah's mercy. If Allah wants to show you mercy, He'll grant you Jannat. It's not your good deeds that's going to grant you Jannat. There are people out there who are promoting this. It's not your good deeds that's going to grant you Jannat. Don't waste your time. It's your love. Your love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's mercy, if He has mercy on you, He'll grant you Jannat. Respected brothers, the sign of Allah's love and mercy is that Allah will give you the tawfiq and the ability to do a'mal. Allah will give you the tawfiq to do a'mal. The fact that a person is deprived of doing good deeds, exerting himself. When we look into the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikiram, the greatest ashiks, greatest lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look into the life of the tabi'een, tabi' tabi'een, the awliya ikiram, then what we will find? Every one of them made qurbani and sacrifice. Every one of them exerted themselves in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this mentality that your deeds is not going to grant you Jannat. This mentality that as long as you just love, you don't have to do. Where is it coming from? It's definitely a satanic plot. Allah save us and the entire ummah from this kind of laziness. So respected brothers and elders, we're talking about love. It's an atmosphere of love, pure love. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for filth. Not for Valentine's. Respected brothers and elders, some people say AIDS promotion day. Anybody who wants the sickness called HIV, then will celebrate Valentine's Day. He is, so to say, volunteering. I am ready for that sickness. It is mentioned in the narration that when people will turn towards immodesty and shamelessness, when people will turn towards immodesty and shamelessness, how do we see that happening? In schools, it's supposed to be educating a person. Schools were not supposed to be promoting Satanism. Valentine's Day is a satanic cult. It's a satanic movement. It got nothing to do with schools. It's got nothing to do with religion. Because every religion promotes marriage. Every religion promotes marriage. Satanism doesn't promote marriage. For them, it's boy and boy, girl and girl, doing all funny things when you're small. And we also, as parents, as guardians, we fall for this. And what we say, no, so cute. Little, small, little child, Ruan Hati, oh, so cute. Who are you going to give that letter to? And we fall for these kind of traps. Rather, we must say, sis, that red hatin is the blood of AIDS. Anybody gives you things like this, you must say, sis. The disgust for sin, disgust for shamelessness must be planted in the heart of all the children. When they go anywhere near this, they must feel irritated, disgusted. If somebody comes towards your child and offers your child, see, I've got an injection here, which has AIDS. Can I just give you one small poke? What would your child say? Like how your child will not just, no, I'm okay, we'll see some other time. And you come to know of that reply from your child, what would you do? If your child said, I felt shy to tell them no. You know, somebody is giving your child a note, or a rose, or a heartine, one balloon. And your child says, no, I felt shy to tell them no. I don't want to hurt their feelings. So like that, somebody comes with an injection of AIDS. And your child said, I felt shy to tell them no. What would you say as a parent? So respected brother, the ability to think clearly, to think correctly, this thinking tarbiyat. What is tarbiyat? To think like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to think. That is pure education. What is being taught in schools? This is programming. This is not education. They're programming you. You must think like this, then you'll remain a gulam your whole life. Remain a slave. To think like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to think. This is true freedom. This is divine. This is rahmat, barakat. This is success in both the worlds, respected brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained his sahaba how to think. We as parents can never ever do a proper upbringing of our children, guardians or anyone. Of no one until we don't learn how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to think. What would our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in different scenarios, on different occasions? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam patience was tested, when things went against the grain, what was the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is tarbiyat. For us as adults to learn this at the feet of some pious person. It comes like how that nur, Quran came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart, from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It went to the Sahaba-i-Kiram. From Sahaba-i-Kiram, it went to the Tabi'in, Tabi'in. And like that, the Quran reached us today. That is the highest level of knowledge that the world has ever seen and will ever see. AI is nothing compared to Quran-i-Kareem. Till the day of Qiyamah, no technology can match Quran-i-Kareem. That yaqeen, a sign of that conviction will be when that person will daily read Quran. Daily. That Quran is superior than AI. By far. So respected brothers and elders, Allah give us this conviction that this knowledge came from heart to heart and it came down right till today. We learn Quran, how to read Quran, pronunciation, meaning, explanation of Quran, from an ustad, who learnt it from an ustad, right till it reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like that spirituality has come from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Till today and till the day of Qiyamah, that spirituality is coming from heart to heart. When we will sit at the feet of a pious person, that is, that tarbiyat takes place. We learn, we rectify ourselves, we reform ourselves at the feet of the pious. So respected brothers and elders, we were speaking about true love is his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every other love is dirty love before marriage. All the sahaba ikiram, anbiya alayhi salam, awliya ikiram, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the prophets, every one of them did not date before marriage. None of them dated before marriage. And every one of their marriages were successful. Their marriages were successful. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Allah Ta'ala didn't say, don't commit zina. وَلَا تَزْنِي. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, don't go close to zina. In the tafsir of this, ulama explaining, looking at places where you're not supposed to look. You're looking at girls or young boys, being attracted to somebody. This is haram. I was supposed to lower my gaze. Separate command to the males. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Separate command for the females. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. For salah, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish salah. Males and females included. For fasting, males and females included. One command. Other commands of Allah, males and females included. One command. But when it came to lowering the gaze, lowering your eyes, controlling your lust, Allah commands the male separately, Allah commands the female separately. They don't think that this is only for the males or it's only for the females, it's for everyone. How important is this? ذَٰلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. This is purer for you. Allah, Islam is the solution to the whole world. Everybody is talking about the Epstein files. How filthy, and they talk about morals. They want to tell us about ethics and human rights. What rights? Human rights and morals and ethics is only, they only apply it when it suits them. The solution to the whole world, respected brothers, is now inclined towards Islam. The whole world is looking towards Islam, because Islam has the solution for all of this. But we as Muslims going to be celebrating Valentine's? Then they will look at us and say, hey, no man, these people are just like us. They need to see people who are living Islam. The whole world is looking for solutions. Some workers, they went to one Molana here in Phoenix. And they said, you know what? I know when the Muslims are fasting. He was a non-Muslim. He said, I know when you Muslims are fasting. How you know when the Muslims are fasting? Huh? Because fasting is such an amal. It's such an action where even the person right next to your own wife cannot say for certain that you are fasting. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi. Sawm is for Allah. Only Allah knows exactly who's fasting and who's not fasting. A person ate in the darkness of the night, had a small reason for that matter. He's not fasting. Even though he had very little, he's not fasting. So this worker mentions, I know when you people are fasting. How is it? He says, then you can't control your anger. That's how we know that, okay, Ramzan started. Respected brothers, the non-Muslims are looking at us. And they are being affected, either in getting inclined towards Islam or getting deterred from Islam. One person, he mentioned recently, he said, I was very inclined towards Islam. I saw the purity of Islam, the simplicity of Islam, how you bury. There's no, for the whole life, according to Christianity and other religions, whole life we busy paying to die. We pay to die till the day we die, and till then also we never finish paying. And after that, what happens, we don't know. Whole life they paying to die. That funeral policies and insurance. And in Islam, it's so simple. It's so simple as Muslims. He says, all this attracted me towards Islam and I became Muslim. But when I started seeing how the Muslims behave, then I turned away from Islam. So effort was made on this person to come closer. Respected brothers, this Ramadan must not be just another Ramadan. We don't know. Ramadan will come. Ramadan will keep coming. Will we be alive? Will we be alive to see how many more Ramadans do we have? We need to see that is this Ramadan coming, is it going to leave a lasting impression on my life or not? Ramadan does, fasting does not mean excessive ibadat. Fasting does not mean excessive ibadat. Yes, if a person valued his time and exerted himself in excessive ibadat, that's nurun ala nur. That's first class. That's the best, first prize. But at the very least, a person was fasting, obeying Allah's command. He was doing his basics, but he was keeping check of his character as well. Not hurting anybody at any time. Not getting angry. This is the month of patience. And the reward for true patience is Jannah. Who said this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this fasting, Ramadan, is a month of patience. So we hear a hungry man is an angry man. A hungry man is a patient man. Our deen is teaching us a hungry man is a person who adopts sabr. So difficult conditions will come. We'll be fasting, the heat. Then the days will be long. Not to complain. Don't say anything. For the pleasure, this fast is for Allah. This sacrifice is for Allah. What is our sacrifice compared to what our Muslim brothers and sisters are going through in Gaza? Nothing. What's our sacrifice? Fajr, salah, tahajjud, all the different commands of Allah. What's our sacrifice? The people of Gaza, if they had the golden opportunities that we have, the comfort that we have, what won't they do? How much they would have exerted themselves? We got all these facilities. We under no threat. Still, if we going to take it very easy, respected brothers, then what are we waiting for? So, respected brothers and elders, it's important in order to value this month of Ramadan, we have to make a timetable. Otherwise, a person will say there was no time. There was no time for this, no time for that. Make a timetable and give time to that timetable. Implement it. Make it out and implement it. A person will find success if he makes out a timetable and he gives time to implement that timetable. He'll find that success. That what I was trying for, what I was making an effort towards, I'm achieving it. Where I was last year, this year Ramadan, I need to be better. It mustn't be Allah. To meet Allah, I'm getting closer to meet my beloved Allah. Allah is going to ask me, oh my slave, kya lekar aaya? What did you bring? Allah is going to ask me, what did you bring? It mustn't be that as I'm getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my deeds starts deteriorating. I start becoming more and more lazy. Getting caught up in our comfort zones. No, respected brothers. Look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made i'tikaf for a longer period. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the whole Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam recited the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He exerted himself more in the month of Ramadan, in the last Ramadan. So we don't know if this is our last Ramadan and how many more Ramadans we will get. Many a times people say, I didn't feel like fasting. This Ramadan, I didn't have that feeling, you know. It's not about feelings. We are slaves. We have to remind ourselves, I am a slave of Allah. What Allah commands, I must obey. When we will study the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we will see how he surrendered and submitted to who? To Allah. A person's tawheed, bond, love for Allah will increase by studying the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You will learn tawheed in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And in the life of Musa alayhi salam, you will see how much sabr he had, how he was tested, how much difficulties he went through at the hands of his people. And yet, despite all of that, how he adopted sabr. Musa alayhi salam. These two Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala mentioned excessively in the Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam to console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and every one of us to be alert about the ideologies of our little ones that are in our care. What are they, what school homework they coming with? What's on their minds? What do they say? Are they hymning away? Some Valentine's song? Roses are red, violets are blue. Are they saying all these kind of things? Where's their mind and heart? It's important for us to know. They are our future generation. They are our leaders of tomorrow. We should be. We were mentioning that hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. When immodesty and shamelessness becomes rife, Allah will send such diseases that were unheard of. Like AIDS. That is why we mentioned the link between Valentine's Day is AIDS promotion day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and grant us His pure love. Help us to value this month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.